It's time for Growing Help, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. Because you are extraordinary! And now, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, and welcome to Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, your face of encouragement, and we are on a journey to live up bold, purposeful, intentional lives one little bit at a time by leaning into our unique design. Because the more we understand who we uniquely are, the more we embrace our unique qualities and experiences, the more we lean into that, the bolder we can be in walking out our unique design, what it is that we're put on this earth to do, because we're all called on purpose and for a purpose. And when we know that purpose and we embrace that purpose, then we can take flight. And that's what we've been talking about, taking flight into our possibilities. And we do that by becoming untethered from this world. We have to release the limits that the world has dictated. And when we release the limits that the world has dictated, then we can begin to transform into our unique design, into our butterfly-ness. Because we've been talking about how to learn to talk butterfly. You cannot talk butterfly to caterpillar people. You cannot talk possibility thinking and living to people who are tethered to the limits of the world, because you have to think about the impossible if you're going to fly. And we are going to fly. We are in the final stage of taking flight into our possibilities. And we have gone from just learning the basics of butterfly talk to feeding the caterpillar and building the cocoon and breaking out of the cocoon. And now we're taking flight. We're embracing the wings. We are doing all that we are uniquely designed to do. And today, our focus is on being prepared to go. Because when you are launching into your possibilities, when you are moving out into your unique design, you have to be on the alert and aware about what's going on around you and what you can do each and every step of the way. So we need to be alert, to be on guard, to be prepared, to be aware, and to be aligned. When we do all of these things, when we take all of these actions and attitudes and we begin to apply them to our journey, then we will not only take flight, but we will continue to build more possibilities in the process. Now, I have mentioned on more than one occasion how I homeschooled for 17 years, and I was doing this homeschooling, was homeschooling boys as I was building a full-time writing career. And what I learned, one, from having boys, and two, from constantly working in the freelance, is that I needed to be able to work wherever I was. And I never knew when I was going to need to be able to work wherever I was, because the boys didn't always tell me about their activities in time to plan. So I had a magic go bag. It was my go office. Instead of just having clothes in it, I had in it everything that I would possibly need in an office on the go, from staplers and whiteout to computer cords, phone chargers, pretty much anything you can think about was in that to-go bag. And I used it regularly when I was headed out to scouts unexpectedly, or when I had to go to an appointment unexpectedly. I had my to-go bag, so I was prepared to take advantage of wherever I was, whenever I was. As long as I had that to-go bag, my go office, I could go and do and be wherever I ended up. And it allowed me to create, no matter what, whether I was sitting at vacation Bible school waiting, or I was sitting at the doctor's office waiting, I had the tools with me to take advantage of where I was. When we're on this journey to live our best lives, when we are moving from being caterpillars into taking flight, then we have to have to-go bags. We have to have preparations laid out so that when we do come up on something, then we can take advantage of it. And the first thing we need to do is be alert. We need to be watching out for all of these opportunities that might come along. You need to be alert about what you're putting into your eyes and what you're putting into your ears. And more importantly, you need to be alert at what you're planting into your heart, because what you're allowing in, what you're planting, what you're growing is what you're going to harvest. It's what you're going to live. And if you are alert and conscious about what it is that you are preparing for, preparing to take flight, you're preparing to take flight into your possibilities. So you need to be pouring in possibility thinking. What can I do? What am I supposed to do? What do I do with what I have right now, where I am? It's great to dream and imagine about tomorrow, because that pushes you to the next level. But you also need to be looking at right now, prepared to go right now. What do I have? What do I need that I can get? And as you start going through all this and you begin to be alert about it, you'll watch and you'll see opportunities present themselves. Great example. I was out walking the dog, something I do every day. And I began to see the same businessman in the same area about the same time. And maybe intentionally, I began to walk the dog in that area at that time and eventually struck up conversations and eventually was able to offer some suggestions and eventually had the opportunity to work with the businessman. So I was alert about what was going on around me. And because I was alert about what was going on around me, I was able to position myself into a place where I could be helpful. Because by being helpful, I became an ally for that businessman and he wanted to work with me some more. So you need to be alert about what's going on. You also need to be on guard because things are going to happen. Life is going to throw things at you. You need to have your shields up at all times. Now, not your camouflage or what is it that makes you turn invisible? You need your protective shields. You want people to see you, but you also want to be guarded against attacks because attacks are going to come. You are going to get so excited about a new opportunity that you forget to have everything in writing. And that will come back to bite you every single time. Always get it in writing when you're doing business. If you were on guard, even when you get excited, you're still covering your bases and you're still protecting yourself. So we need to be on guard, to have our shields up so that we can expect the unexpected, because the unexpected happens. And when we expect the unexpected, we have a plan in place that allows us to pivot or to flex or to bend so that we are not broken by those unexpecteds, because those unexpecteds do show up. If you're on guard, you are more prepared for those unexpecteds. You are less likely to be taken down by them. Now, you can't plan for everything. There are going to be things that slip past the shields. But the good news is, because you had the shields in place, because you were on guard, you will be quicker to recover from the things that do get past than you would be if you never had your guard up in the first place. If you trusted everything to happen because it was supposed to happen that way, sometimes it will, sometimes it won't. And when it doesn't, it's going to hurt a whole lot more because you weren't prepared. You didn't have your guard up. So we want to be sure that when we are getting ready to take flight, when we're moving into our possibilities, that we are prepared by being on guard. Prepare to go by protecting yourself as you go. The third thing about being prepared to go is that you do have to be prepared. You have to be prepared to take the step. If you are sitting on the couch and you know that you're having a party later, and you do nothing, you don't make food, you don't clean the house, you don't even get dressed, then when the party shows up, you're going to be shocked, even though you knew it was coming. If you want to live your possibilities, then you need to get up. You need to get dressed. You need to put your big girl pants on and your big girl shoes on, and you need to be ready to go, because you have determined to take the step into your possibilities. You have determined to take flight. And because you are ready, you need to be willing. And you are only willing when you're prepared. When you have packed that bag and filled the car with gas, then you're prepared to go on the trip. But as long as you're still sitting on the couch, you're not prepared to go. You're not mentally, you're not physically, you're not emotionally prepared to go. And if you are going to take flight, you have to be prepared to do this. You have to be willing. Pack your bag. Have a willingness to take that step as soon as it shows itself. I mean, you need to be leaning into that step. When my husband and I were doing ballroom dancing, I had to learn to lean into his lead and trust that his lead was going to take me where I wanted to go. Well, the same holds true in this journey, in this sense. You have set the groundwork. You have made the plan. You have created the vision. Now you have to lean. And when you lean, you put the momentum into that possibility. So lean into what it is so that you're prepared to step into it and to step out through it and to do what needs to be done to bring it all to life. Get up off the couch, get the house ready, because the party's about to start. And it is your party, your way, your timing. But it is going to happen because it is something that you have determined, and it is something that you want, and it is something that you have transformed to make happen. So be prepared. The fourth thing is to be aware. Very much like being alert, you need to be aware. When you're completely aware of what's going on around you, you feel the wind change. When I used to go sailing, I had to be aware of those wind currents. And I could be aware by watching the ripples on the lake, or by just watching the leaves on the trees, or watching the sails. If the sails dipped and then I knew that I had to shift in order to catch the wind again. When we are preparing to take flight, when we're doing what it is we're supposed to be doing, we have to be aware of all that's going on around us. And we have to listen to the still small voice. We have to watch the leaves in the tree, and we have to be conscious of the seasons. As things are shifting and things are changing, we have to watch for that next opening. We have to sometimes help that opening along, right? We have to take the dog out for the walk at the right time. We need to be aware of when that next move is going to take place. We need to be aware of when we're going to have to invest that next little bit. We have to be conscious of what is going on around us so that we are able to do what needs to be done in order to get to where we want to be. It doesn't happen to us. It doesn't happen for us. It happens through us. As we do what we're uniquely designed to do, as we lean into our unique design, as we boldly go where no one has gone before, because no one can. No one can walk out our path. No one can walk out our design, because it is unique to each and every one of us. So if we are aware of all the things that are blowing around us, all the breezes, all the storms, all the fronts, then we can choose to take the step that we need to take when we need to take it, in the way that we need to take it, in order to make the most of that breeze, of that wind, of the impending storm. Because sometimes a storm can create an opportunity that would never have shown itself if it weren't for that storm. Doesn't mean it's fun to go through, but it does mean that things can present themselves in ways we never expected when we're open and aware of what's going on. And finally, the fifth thing is to be aligned. Be aligned with other people. Look, this journey is not designed for us to do alone. We are called to be in relationships. when we invest in other people, when we connect with other people, when we walk with other people, it is better. Not only is it better, but we're stronger and bolder because of the people that we put around us. We're not called to go to church because we need church. We are called to go to church because we need relationships. When you are in relationships with other people, when you are aligned with other people, you have the folks that you need to lift you up when you can't do it on your own. You have people that can open doors you didn't even know existed. You have people that can see the spark and then stir the ember so that it becomes a flame. Be aligned with the people that are going to feed your possibility thinking, that are going to stir those sparks into flames, and that are going to lift you up with a laugh. Those kind of relationships will make all the difference in you taking flight. They are not just the wind beneath your wings. Sometimes they are your wings, because sometimes that's what we need from each other. Sometimes that's what we need to be for each other. So be invested in finding a way to be aligned with others. I say often, have fun, make friends, and find ways to be relentlessly helpful. No matter what it is you're doing, no matter what industry you are in, if you're doing these things, then you are, one, going to really enjoy the journey because you're having fun. It's a priority. Two, you're not going to be alone because you're invested in making friends. And three, you're never going to run out of opportunities because you are making opportunities through that relentlessly helpful endeavor. Being aligned with others encompasses all three of these. We have to find ways to be invested in encouraging, supporting, and lifting each other up. And in doing so, we encourage, support, and lift ourselves up into our unique design. You are a new you. You have been transformed completely into something that you never were before. And you've done this because you have made the intentional investment, one little bit at a time, to get here. Now take flight into that. Lean completely into who you are. Whether it's a snarky rainbow, the face of encouragement, or I don't know, whatever it is you're supposed to be. Lean into that with all that you are and with all that you can be, and you will discover that not only do you take flight, but you begin to give other people the ability, the courage, the boldness to take flight as well. That's what it's all about. It's all about doing what you are designed to do in order to be an encouragement and a support for others to be able to do what they're designed to do. And when we're each doing this, then eventually we change the world completely. Or like my husband says, we turn this world upside right. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. I'm very excited about where we're going on this journey. I'm excited to see where you're going. If you are struggling in any way, please reach out to me today. You can find a button over on the KatherineLang.com website. Just go there, click it. We'll take 20 minutes out of our days and we will connect with each other and we will begin to map out a path for your unique design. Remember, KatherineLang.com or SnarkyRainbows.com to begin crafting your best life. You can do this. I have full confidence and full belief in the power of you. Take the next step so that you can take flight. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.katherinelang.com to invite Katherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.